Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
So, podcasters, we've got a new member of our family that showed up tonight. His name's Roy. Hi, Roy. How are you doing?
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy. How are you?
Hi, Roy.
I've been involved with these guys for a number of years, and I'm here to contribute to the conversation.
We're glad to have you, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We really look forward to your input because, yeah, like you said, we've known each other for a while, and so we know the input that you have is going to be from the Lord. So really thank you for showing up tonight, and we hope to see you in times to come.
Yeah, Roy, we love to have you.
Yes.
As often as you would like.
It's good to hear another voice.
Now we can actually have a little bit more proof to the podcasters that we actually are a family and not just a bunch of guys and one lady.
We need to get some more women on here.
Yeah, just so you know out there, we actually are trying to get some more women on in the family. Yes. So don't give up on us.
And there are actually a couple of younger people also.
Yes.
I have one in particular in mind and trying to work out details. So look forward for the family growing.
Since we're talking about this, I'll put a plug in for those that are listening to our podcast and have been listening to them for a long time. We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
If you look on our website, at the bottom of it, there's a place that you can send us an email and tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe you'd like to be on the podcast, and we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Give us a little bit of information. If you got some questions about what we're saying, we'd love to answer your questions. That's what we're all about. Really love to have interaction with people out there. And
yes,
that's how relationships grow, which are so important to all of us. So I'm just putting this plug in for everybody that's listening, especially those you guys in New York. There's a whole bunch of you that's been really listening lately, and we'd love to hear from you. So please email us.
Well, family, let's jump into this talk about God's feast and how He created them to be special times of the year for His people to meet Him and receive something from Him.
In laying a scriptural foundation for our study of tabernacles, people who are not familiar with keeping the feast to know that this is something that should be done. Can someone cite me the reference where it says that if in that day, if Egypt does not keep the Feast of Tabernacles, they will receive no rain?
Jeremiah 14, 1 through 19.
But the implication is that He intends for the whole world to celebrate His presence. And the kingdom of God on the earth is the fulfillment of the tabernacle's feast. Each of the feasts had its historical fulfillment, or a primary one, and sometimes a few extra. For instance, Passover, Christ taking our sins on Himself on the cross, becoming the Passover lamb, the Feast of Pentecost. It said that the law was given then. But in the New Testament, we had the Holy Spirit come. And in keeping Pentecost, you offered two loaves of bread, whereas in the celebration at the temple, what they did for Passover was they waved a sheaf of grain, the first fruits. Pentecost, we have two complete baked loaves, which is two is generally a number that is associated with the church and the body of Christ, two together. Mm. And now tabernacles, in the wilderness, they were living with God. Sometimes that didn't work out too well for the Israelis. When the kingdom is established on this earth, that's primarily what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be living with the Father under the Lord Jesus Christ. And so his presence is what tabernacle is, being with him. You know, when you're in the tabernacles, you're in the presence of God.
Yeah, the scripture is Zechariah 14, where God comes in and judges the nations, and those that are left had better come each year to tabernacles. If they don't come, they will not receive water. They will not receive a lot of things.
There's one scripture that ties the feast in, and it's Matthew 5:17. The question of keeping the feast came up, or actually the question of the law came up. And he said, it says that I did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but I come to fulfill.
Right.
You'd be surprised I tell people that passage of scripture, and they've never heard of it. But that scripture follows the Beatitude by just a couple verses. That ties it all together. His feast, his cycle of redemption, or however you want to put it, it's the pathway back to the garden. It's a pathway of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you read in Leviticus, of course, where the origination of the feast started in Scripture, in there it also says that this will be a perpetual feast. Mm-hmm. For all your generations. Right. It never says that it's going to stop, ever. And it's not just for the Jewish people.
Right.
It's not. It's for everyone. The feasts are God's feasts. They're not man's feasts. They're his feasts. That's when he appears. And that's when he wants to connect with us that much closer. And it would behoove us to follow the feast as they come around.
Well, that was short, but hopefully it gave our listeners a brief overview of the feast and gave everyone a little taste of the awesome provision that God has created for his people.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.